Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
In the wake of the recent London attacks, a look at how online terrorist propaganda remains a constant challenge for tech companies.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And as terrorists continue to successfully use the internet to communicate with and recruit followers, big tech companies have been under enormous pressure to crack down on these activities. Not the easiest task. Here to talk about the challenges these companies face is the Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickis, patching in from San Francisco. Hi, Jack.
Hello.
So these big tech companies, you know, your Facebook, Twitter, Google, terrorist activity, fake news, these controversial issues are something that you see they're trying to tackle. But the perception remains that they're not doing enough. Is there some general sentiment that these tech companies need to do more?
Yes, this has been an issue for years, certainly. We have known that naturally the internet is a very popular place for terrorist propaganda and for communication among terrorists. And so there has been pressure on the big tech companies such as Twitter, Facebook, Google, and Google's YouTube unit to crack down on this sort of behavior and prevent terrorists from influencing, trying to recruit new extremists into their networks and to communicate and plan amongst themselves. And so what we reported on is that these tech companies have made progress. They are cracking down. But the reality is this is so difficult. It's sort of a game of whack-a-mole.
Right.
And terrorists are still successfully using technology and the internet to communicate and to recruit new followers.
Right. To say that tackling this is a challenge is obviously an understatement. But if you could maybe explain just how complicated and daunting it can be to try to monitor this type of activity on tech sites and social media. And you mentioned rabbit holes and constant setbacks, you know, because it does get very complicated.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's so complicated because, first of all, it is so vast. I mean, YouTube alone has billions of hours of video. That's obviously too much for humans to monitor. So they do deploy technology, as does Twitter and Facebook. But a lot of this stuff is nuanced. It's not, you know, clear jihadi messages. It's more, nuanced gray area stuff. And some of it, you know, maybe it's a radical sermon or it's coded language, and that is difficult to track, but it also is something that the companies are careful to restrict because they also want to protect free speech and freedom of religion.
Right.
So some of this stuff is in the gray area. Certainly the stuff that is more obvious gets pulled down quicker. But a lot of it also, they have to act retroactively. It's difficult to prevent, proactively. And so what happens is stuff is left up, you know, for hours or maybe days at a time, and hundreds or thousands of people can see it before it's taken down.
Is that making enough progress? Are there efforts to expand this use of tech to combat content in other ways?
Well, certainly, you know, the companies are increasingly using artificial intelligence for all sorts of uses. And, you know, that is a broad term, but essentially just using smarter software to identify, language that could be from terrorists. And Twitter said it's expanding its use of its own internal technology, essentially a filter to catch anything that could be from an extremist. And they said that has really helped spike the amount of terrorist messages that they've pulled from their service. They said that internal technology flagged 74% of the 377,000 accounts that it suspended for promoting terrorism in the second half of last year. So obviously that's a lot of accounts they're pulling down, and the majority of those are from technology, not from government requests or human flagging or anything like that.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Jack Nickis about the challenges tech companies are facing to combat terrorism. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for joining us. So, Jack, it seems like where the next challenge lies is unclear because social media sites really account for the exposure. It's where terrorists attempt to hook in potential recruits. But that's just the beginning of it. Once they hook in partners, they then take the conversation to someplace more obscure. So I guess the takeaway here is that these companies are trying to nip it in the bud on social media because short of that, there's really a lack of control. And perhaps the next step is figuring out how to proceed accordingly.
Yes, you're right. I mean, And to talk a little bit about how it works from the extremist point of view, oftentimes they do try to identify potential recruits in social media channels, the big popular ones like Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, and then they will start initial conversations there and then move those conversations to encrypted messaging apps. And the one that researchers really say is most popular among extremists is Telegram. Mm-hmm. And there are hundreds of channels in which these extremists, swap messages, swap how-to videos, swap radical propaganda. And that has been a big issue because that stuff is encrypted. And it's very difficult for authorities to track. And a lot of it is happening underground. You know, it's not something that even us journalists or researchers can see out in the open. And so that is what is the new frontier now in terms of authorities' fight against terrorism.
Jack Nickus, thanks as always for the time.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Wall Street Journal reporter Jack Nickus. For more, head to WSJ.com/tech. Wrapping up the tech news briefing for now, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.